What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. Welcome back, everybody. Geraldine, what are you looking forward to tomorrow versus really?
Today. Today made me smile.
Tell me about it. Fill me in.
Okay, well, first off, I just met up with a friend who I haven't seen in a very long time. And it was just nice and warm and everything comfortable. Love you know it. How, you know, when you don't see a friend for so long and you pick up exactly where you left off.
It's the best kind.
It was that.
Yeah.
And it just felt so right. And I was able to see two of her kids who were so happy to see me. And I was so happy to see them. And it's just, I don't know. It just brings everything. It just, everything rushes back. All the emotion.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. All the emotion runs back. But I also had a great day because students today had a freaking wonderful day. Everything was easy. It was an easy day. Just made my heart so happy. So yeah. I have a few things to be happy for. Reuniting with a long lost friend, having my students just get along and really be, have a successful day today. You know, like I'm very, very, very happy about that.
I love it. What do you have here?
So my long lost friend who I haven't seen had a little gift when I got to her house today, and it is a go with the flow, find your zen, with this pack of 150 inspirational cards. So each, there's three different piles. Okay. One is yoga flows.
Like a pose?
Yeah, but okay. Girl, I ain't gonna get done no yoga pose right now. One is thought of the day, one is... Let me flip it back over because I flipped it over so I could read it. And one is mindfulness.
Okay.
So now the mindfulness says, which again, I didn't bring my reading glasses, says, God, and it hits hard. Refrain from complaining for the whole day and see how much better you feel afterwards. And that's so true.
So hard.
But it's
even
so,
about little minuscule shit. It's so hard. Okay, you don't realize you're complaining.
No, but listen, you complain and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the sense of over and over, just dwelling in it, ain't going to do anything but mess up the rest of the day.
I agree.
I have one more thing, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. I'm not going to get in no yoga pose right now. So this is a thought of the day. You are never too old to set another goal.
Ooh, I love it.
Or to dream a new dream.
I love it. So true.
So true, right? So true.
I love
it. So I thank my girlfriend for buying me this because everybody can use a little positivity, a little.
That's the perfect Jerry tchotchke.
It is. And yes. I love it. And she's like, maybe we could do it for the podcast.
she's a new listener.
Yeah. So, So that's what made me happy and smile and just feel good today about everything. I mean, I did get late coming here, so I apologize.
Oh, that's fine.
But yeah, it was nice. Just things fall into place and it's just nice.
I'm so glad you went and hung out with her.
Thank you.
I knew it would be so good for you.
It was. It was very, very nice. So.
And the sun is shining and the weather has held up from yesterday. It was a monsoon, so.
It was ridiculous yesterday.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. An influencer I really like was at that event, so I kind of got FOMO this morning.
Oh.
Remember I told you guys about the Steve Madden event? I was like, it's fine.
Oh.
I'm like, I should have just fucking went alone. So then I would have been like, wet dog.
You would have been like, wet dog, unhappy, miserable.
And then I would be like, nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. I'm here alone. Aren't I so cool?
With my wet head. Glad you didn't go. I mean, sure, FOMO, but...
I know. I was just like, I fucking knew this was going to fucking happen.
Oh.
No, but it's fine. But my looking forward to is I'm actually going to say tonight, which I think I mentioned last time. Did I?
Did you?
Oh, Brenna?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Brenna's
yes,
event.
She did.
Yeah,
yes.
That's tonight.
It's a bridal show.
Yeah, like one of the designers, they reps event type.
Oh.
I didn't ask too many questions. I'm a plus one, okay?
Okay.
I'm a plus one.
Okay.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited to go to that tonight and hang out with Bren. And
it's in the city and you have much better weather. So, hey, yes. Why not?
And I'm like, I've gotten a lot of my shit done today. Like pretty much all of it. So I'm like, I'm ready to go enjoy a night with my girlfriend.
She was just waiting for me and I was late. So.
No, it's fine. As long as I have time to make my dinner, we're good. We're good, though. We started right away.
What's for dinner? I don't even know what's for dinner, okay? Oh, reservations. You're gonna something up. I don't know.
You're going to like this one. Zane's going to try tilapia tonight.
Okay.
I know.
I don't have any tilapia, I don't think, at home.
I love my tilapia, and every time I have it, he's like, oh, I wish, da-da-da. And he's like, but my allergies have been changing so much. Now he's having tuna, like tuna packets for lunch, like tuna sandwiches, which usually would bother him. But he can have sushi-grade tuna, which may be the way it's prepared. I don't know. Sometimes that bothers him, too. So Zane just, like, has this weird thing with whitefish. So sometimes it really bothers him. Sometimes
does
it doesn't.
Does he have an EpiPen?
He doesn't, but he called today to make his appointment.
Okay, but then why is he having a tilapia today? Because what if he has a reaction?
He'll take a Benadryl. That's what he always does. He's like, I don't even go to the hospital anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He'll take one little bite and then not. He usually can tell right away if he's going to, you know, feel a certain way. So
poor kid.
I know. But he's been really keen on trying it. So I'm like, all right, we're going to do it. But yeah, sometimes he'll eat shrimp and he'll feel completely fine, and then other times it'll destroy him. It's so random. But not like, it's not like peanuts or sesame, so he's not gonna die, don't worry guys.
Right.
If anything, he'll just like get a little itchy throat. Yeah. And then he'll be like, all right, this is not something I want to dive into. But yeah, so that's what we're having.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, some potatoes.
I've actually been craving fish, so maybe I'll just go get some fish. I'll cook some fish.
I just got you for your dinner ideas.
You do. You know, it's because I haven't done the prepping or the planning, so I don't have anything in my house.
Right.
So I feel like ever since getting something back from Sissy's house, I have not had anything in my house. Like, I'll get a meal or two.
Right.
And then, and even last night, oh my, first of all, guys, yesterday, the whole monsoon bullshit that we were dealing with over here weather-wise, I got into the car at the local store over here, and the wind blew my door shut that I swear if my leg was still out, it would have chopped off my leg. The wind slammed my door so hard.
Zane said the door at the tennis club fell off.
It did. It got blown off the hinges.
Yeah.
Like, broken.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's how bad the wind was.
Yeah.
But, and I have an old dish network. Do you remember when dish networks
used
to? I have an old dish network on my fucking roof that was obviously blown over. So now every time the wind would blow, you hear a donk, donk, a donk, donk. And everyone's like, I have to go up there and fix, you know, take it off, you know?
Because you're not using it anymore.
We haven't used it in a million years, but it was still up in, because, you know, they drill it into your roof. Then you have holes left over.
Oh,
you
fuck.
Know?
So what do you do?
So he's going to just clog the hole, patch the holes. Okay. But I was like, fucking leave it. It's just fine up there. But not after last night's storm. Now, fucking, as we're trying to go to bed at night.
That's so annoying.
If it wasn't pouring, I would have climbed up on the roof and did it my damn self.
That's how much it was annoying you.
It was so bad.
Oh my god.
It's not my husband snoring or the dog snoring. It's the fucking old dish network thing.
It's not one thing, it's another.
Always, isn't it? Always.
Yeah.
Anywhoozy-whatty. All right, so you're excited for tonight.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a grand old time.
Yeah.
Thomas Brown, I said hi.
I will.
And yeah, so it's an event for a designer.
I think so.
Because you're just a plus one.
I'm
didn't
just
ask
a fucking
so
passenger princess.
Okay. So you be your passenger. Are you guys taking the train in?
She's already there because she's working.
Oh,
yeah. It's New York Bridal Fashion Week.
Yeah.
So she's been in the city pretty much every day.
Okay.
Working events.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just gonna meet her there today. So she was there for a while.
Okay.
But we'll be able to train home later, which is nice.
That's so nice.
At night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yay. My brain is kind of full, so sorry if I'm like, okay, you know.
Full because you have a lot to say?
No,
or you have just a lot going on?
A lot going on, a lot of my brain, like, and I've been really trying to stick with my new schedule.
Okay.
Of like on my to-do list, like I've made a to-do list for literally so many years, but I've started implementing times. Versus just like writing them down. And so I've been like trying to really stick with that. But like we say, when we sit and record the podcast, we're here for an hour no matter what. So take a fucking breath. No matter how fast I talk, I'm still going to be here.
Right.
So, but yeah, so I'm just like in my brain. And also I'm leaving Saturday morning and today's Thursday and I'm starting to pack because I'm trying not to be that girl anymore. So I started packing. Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get my content filmed, edited, uploaded, everything prepped in time, brand submitted, brands approved, you know?
It's before I go. It's a lot.
Yeah. But I love it. I love being busy.
No, I get it.
Because when I'm not, it's, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was at work today, because my girlfriend and I were going to go out to eat lunch.
Yeah.
And then she realized she had one of her kids had an appointment. So she's like, I can't. So then I was telling you, I'll come here. And then she texts me. She's like, well, unless you want to come over here for a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I had already said to you, I can come now. It was just like that chaotic moment.
Uh-huh.
But it felt good. I'm like, all right, I have to rush from here, go there, leave here, go get food for dinner, go home, cook dinner. It's like, I'm going to just be busy until 7 o'clock tonight. And then I'll go.
Yeah.
You know? So I do. I miss the days of... I thrived when my kids were younger because who needed to be at baseball, soccer, tennis, dance? And I always got it all done. And dinner was always done. And my house was always clean. I feel like the more time that you have...
Procrastination.
I am the biggest procrastinator. It's like, oh, I'll clean tomorrow.
You're not, though. I feel like you're on top of shit. No?
No, I'm slack. I have a load of clothes in the dryer for 2 days.
Oh, I just put my clothes away from like 3 days, 4 days in the dryer.
Okay, well, yeah, but oh no. See, I'm always...
You're a right away gal.
I am a right away girl, especially when it comes to laundry. So the fact that laundry, 2 days dishes. Is killing me.
Yeah.
And dishes, yeah. Yeah. And dishes.
Yeah.
But everything else...
You vacuum every day?
Well, I have this bitch who vacuums every day. I don't vacuum, but my bitch does.
Okay.
My Roomba, guys. She's not a Roomba, but whatever. She's a Roomba.
That's a funny story, actually. That was a random brand deal that this company was like brand new. And they want to charge $1,000 for this robot vacuum. And I ended up declining. I think we talked about it a long time ago when it first happened, maybe on here. But if I don't like something, I don't really care how much you're paying me. I will decline.
Right.
Because my reputation matters more. And I was like, it wasn't even out yet. It was like a prototype.
Yes.
And I had already had a robot vacuum, so I gave it to Jerry and she loves it.
No, but you
I wonder how much they sell it for now.
But did you not like it because it was saying that the fucking dustbin was full and you realized that it was because it was on carpet?
It didn't go on my carpet.
Right.
Which now I wouldn't have an issue with, I guess.
Because now you have all these floors.
Right.
I love it. I think it maps out beautifully.
That's good.
She has suffered the last day or so because with Mimi, with her fucking ginormous collar that makes her... It's ridiculous, guys. It's ridiculous. Her e-collar is so huge. She tries to just do a U-turn in my hallway. You got to hear it. It sounds like fucking doors are falling off the... It's so... She's so clumsy. She bumps into everything.
Actually, the thought of that gives me the chills. Like the plastic scraping against the wall.
Yes. Yes. And then her tail's hitting because she's wearing her tail. And then she knocks over the gate with her cone because it's just so big. And she just doesn't see the clearance.
Yeah.
But she'll like walk right into the back of you. It's just so big and goofy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we had to move the table. Because she can't fit through the normal space that was there. So the table's moved. My kitchen table, she couldn't fit. So we have the table up against the wall now.
You had to shift the whole fucking house.
But now this bitch is confused because she's mapped out nicely. So now she's bumping into every fucking chair. She's like, I cannot find the base station.
Cannot find base station. Mine goes when you lift it up to like put it on the charger. I am suspended. I am suspended. I'm like, what? This is the first time I had said that. I was like, what the fuck? I am suspended.
So she's been a little confused the last couple of days.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I'm hoping that Mimi, everything is going well and we'll get that thing off and we can put all the furniture back where it belongs and she'll be all fine. Because I'm not going to remap it to only remap it again.
Yeah.
But I love her. She's great. I think I think it was like $1,100 price point or something like that. I think she was one of the first ones to do a mop as well. So she mops the floor.
Yeah.
I've only used the mop thing twice.
Yeah.
And it's because I have area rugs, like little.
You had to put the 6x9,
but you had to put the magnet there.
Oh yeah,
and it's like to me, it's like I'd rather just mop. Yeah, yes. If I have to follow her around, blocking off where she can't go with this little magnet strip, I might as well mop.
I feel that way about some kitchen gadgets.
You really like what?
Like fancy choppers. I'm like, I'd rather just use a knife.
Use a knife. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
because okay. I'm fucking sitting there, I'm scraping it out. It's a pain in the ass to fucking clean. Like, Zane loves that shit, like his little chopper. I'll take me 30 seconds to cut an onion.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know?
I get it, yeah. Or like,
people love their garlic press. I kind of get. Yeah. Dice.
Yeah.
I tried to grate garlic because a recipe called for it the other day, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Smash. Cut.
Literally. And then I ended up, because I was like holding it, and I ended up using a fork, and I was like, oh, this is so much better.
Oh.
Like stick the fork in the mm-hmm. garlic and then you grate it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, who doesn't like a chunk of garlic? I'll just fucking mince it up. It's not even that chunky.
Mm.
But yeah, with some kitchen gadgets, I'm like, I feel the way about shaving too. Like sometimes I don't need to like, people like grow it out, wax it, do this, laser, da da da. And I'm like, it takes 2 fucking seconds to shave my armpits. Yeah.
2 seconds.
I am trying the at home laser, but. It actually is kind of helping a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me not even get involved in a laser because I went through all that because Liz was generous enough. She bought me a package for my chin hairs. But because they're blonde now, I wish they were blonde. They were gray.
Mm-hmm.
Laser goes by the color of the hair. So the lighter your hair, the less probability of success is. So I went through all those treatments. And I still have to shave or pluck or whatever.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do any of that stuff, guys, do it when your hair is dark enough where it'll pick it up.
Yeah. I did it. And then I switched birth control methods halfway through. And she's like, oh, your hormones. Now that, you know, that affects it. And I was like, I didn't know that. And now that I've been doing the at-home laser, I got off birth control in the middle of doing it. So I'm like, I need to.
You just need to. Yeah.
Keep doing it because this is not a good representation and it's so confusing trying shit because I'm like, well, is it this or is it this or is it that?
It could be this.
Or I could be trying a new face product and also a new makeup product and then you get a breakout and you're like, well, is it from my new concealer or is it from my serum that I've been using? Oh. Or you use a new hair product and you're like, well,
you could do one at a time so you could figure out what.
Oh, I'd be here until I'm 100 years old. That's
a great problem to have.
It is. No, yeah. You know what it is? Because these brands take so much time and effort of sending these beautiful packages. I want to try everything and like, you know, give it like my honest opinion and or like be able to share about it if I really like it and like build relationships with these brands. But it's so tough when you're so much shit. My life is so hard.
Wait.
What?
I don't know.
That was a fucking joke, by the way. Yeah, just it was a joke, to clarify.
Do you remember the thing you gave me and you didn't like the smell?
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of got it a little bit.
Oh.
But then wait, so then Aaliyah came home.
Don't say what it is, by the way. I don't want to be mean. Yeah.
So I was like, Aaliyah, do me a favor. I was like, can you, like, what do you think of this? And she went, oh. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, me and Aaliyah are kind of similar.
You guys
that
have
way.
Like similar, your nose.
Yeah.
So I was like, really? She's like, and then she went, I'm like, really? Because I really don't smell nothing. So then she went back and she's like, it's very, very faint, Ma. She goes, but no.
It's not good.
And I'm like, okay. I said, that's so wild because Alyssa had this reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Zane had a reaction of me like, it's not really much of anything, you
Zane
know?
Zane can't and smell anything at any time, at any point.
Me, obviously, me too. I know there's certain smells that I can come in. I'll be like, woo, you know, certain smells. But I just couldn't get that one. But when I put Aaliyah, was like, Mom, no.
Yeah.
So like, okay.
I'll give you the Jerry. I was like, I literally can't even, I'm gagging at the smell of this.
And you know
so
what?
You
I'm
it.
Glad that I got feedback because I can only imagine myself lathering it up and then going into work and being offensive to everybody.
You throw it out?
I did. So,
yeah.
Okay. You're not mad?
Why would I be mad?
Okay, no, just because
you can't donate something. Open products. I don't believe anyway.
Okay, well,
if we can, then shit on us.
I did try, and I got. Oh, Mom,
and you're like, I cannot walk like, around with this.
I don't want to walk around. Yeah, I'm self conscious enough as it is sometimes. So
yeah,
but okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, no. If we don't like a product over here, it's not talked about, and that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to promote something or share something that I don't actually like. Because there's just... No.
Right.
I don't do that shit. Anywhoozy-doozy.
Whoozy-doozy.
Anywhoozy-doozy, let's do some advice.
Sure.
Shall we?
Because we are the professionals. The professional damn advice givers.
Straight we are.
Let's get into it.
All right. Is he an asshole?
Is he?
This looks short and big font.
Probably. Oh, wait. Let me do that one then.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Wait. Please hold the phone because I am not in there yet.
All three cats. How damn motherfucking cute.
This is so cute. I can't stand it. Okay. Is he an asshole? What's Papa Listen, Jerry? I'll start by saying that writing to you ladies has become a form of therapy for me. Liar. Seriously?
Liar.
She said, I admire you both endlessly. Thank you for being the voices that tell us it's going to be okay and provide us some comfort in uncomfy times.
Or sometimes we tell you it's not going to be okay. Run.
And run. Run real fast. Far, far away. Okay, so let's get into it. A few weeks ago, I made a grand gesture to an ex, hoping he'd reconsider restarting our relationship. To my relief, it did the job, and he asked me to meet up and talk about giving things another go, only adding that it might just be a couple of weeks until we do because of his workload. Fast forward a couple of weeks to the day we meet up. Things were awkward, but pretty normal. We hadn't seen each other in like 6 months. So that much was expected. More than an hour into it, he asked, do you want to talk about us? I picked up on his reluctance. He went on to tell me that he's been seeing someone for the last month and that he was planning on breaking up with her before meeting up with me, but didn't and was going to. And wasn't going to, sorry. I didn't say a word for what must have been 10 minutes. You know, those dreams you have when something awful is happening and you just can't make a sound. That was me. I was numb. Finally, I mustered up some nice things to say and walked him to his car where we said our goodbyes, and he said the words that have made me hold on every time. I know it's hard. It's hard for me too. I don't blame him for finding someone. I know we're both just trying to find our person. I've spent a long time thinking he could be mine and this isn't the first time he's rejected me. So I'm kicking myself for being in that position again. There's so much I could have said. I'm so annoyed that he didn't tell me earlier. I'm butthurt that he chose someone else over me, and I'm salty that I didn't tell him how I felt or stand up for myself. Maybe I can use some humbling, or maybe it's validation I'm hoping for. Is he an asshole? And do you find there are some things that are better left unsaid? Okay. Love you. Bye.
I don't think he's an asshole at all. Maybe I didn't gather this right, but they didn't see each other for 6 months. What is this grand gesture? I feel like that's a big piece of the story. What does that mean?
What is the grand gesture?
You're doing something to win him over. Not a good start. Because you're like hoping to get him back, but okay, he should just want to be with you.
But she did say, to my relief, it did the job. He asked to meet up and talk about giving things another go.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that to her. Hey, let's meet up. Let's talk about things, giving things another go. Meanwhile, he was seeing somebody else. He should have told her then, hey, I'm seeing somebody right now. Like if he was planning on breaking up with the girl, if he was planning on ending it, and then he didn't, but then still met her. I do think he's an asshole for that. Because she did some grand gesture. He got the hint. He was like, sure, let's meet up. Let's talk about things getting, you know, restarting.
Right.
So if he knew that's what she wanted, and he still met up with her anyway to say, I know, things are hard. It's hard for me too. Like, to me, that's kind of asshole-ish. I think so. My opinion, sorry.
To me, it depends on how the relationship is with this other girl, because a month is not long. They could still be seeing other people, still on dating apps, etc. Like, is he still like dating? and not like close off and only seeing one person? Or is he just like, yeah, I've been seeing this other girl, and honestly, now that we've met up, like, I don't really want to break things off with her, and I just, you know, was seeing how things were going to go?
Okay, but then I still feel like I understand that, yes.
Like, he just said he wanted to talk about maybe giving things another go.
But also, then if you feel like you're settled into what you're doing now, then just reach out and go, listen, I know I said we would meet up and possibly talk about giving it another go, but I'm sort of seeing somebody, and I think I'm happy there.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's almost embarrassing to her with going right. with that expectation because he said so.
Yeah.
And then him saying, oh, it hurts for me too. Like, wah, wah. Like,
yeah.
It's hard for me too. No, come on. Like, I think he could have did things differently because I do feel like you got, like, especially since you said this is the second time, I think he could have went around about it differently.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Although we were talking earlier in the podcast about how, you know, you can't change how he does things, but only change how you react. Don't let it, like, okay, that's what it is. It is what it is now. Things better left unsaid? Maybe. I don't know. You did what you had to do, right? If you felt for him and you wanted to reconnect, you did this grand gesture. He was like, sure, let's talk about it. And now, you know, he found somebody else.
Do you think he was maybe trying to be like respectful, like, oh, I should just at least see her one more time and tell her in person how I feel? Because they had history? Or I don't know how I feel about that. It might be a couple weeks because of his workload, or will it be a couple weeks because he's trying to figure out who he wants to be with? I feel like there's a little bit of details left out of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But going off what you told us, yeah, I think he definitely could have gone about this a much better way. Yeah.
Especially since you said this is the second time he rejected you. Like, is this like a, what is that called? Like a power struggle with him? Like, does he like, is he purposefully... I don't know, because you seem to really like him because you're trying to get back with him.
Right.
But why is he using this a second time? Why is he taking the opportunity to reject you a second time when he's gave off the vibe of, okay, let's potentially talk about restarting, but then he rejects you again? So I don't know. I don't know if he's confused. I don't know if maybe, like Liz said, maybe he was seeing somebody and he wasn't sure, but then fell more for her and was like, yo, I don't need, you know, I'm content now.
Yeah, and like, this is hard for me because we have history. Yeah,
but
like, it hurts, but this is the decision I have to make.
Yeah. It very well could be that. I just feel like if he knew meeting you that day that it was going to wind up being
like false hope.
Yeah. Why give her the false hope?
Yeah.
You know, and if he did, when he mentioned it, if he did have the hope that they could get back together and it later changed because he got closer to that new girl, then I think he could have just let her know then.
Right.
You know, not wait for the actual meeting day, because I think he knew, in my opinion, he must have known that she was hopeful for it because that was the whole purpose of the meetup.
Yeah.
So if he went into that meetup knowing that he was going to reject her, I think...
Yeah.
He could have let her down gently.
He went about it very selfishly.
Yeah.
And kind of like, or maybe he was like, oh, okay, I think I want to stay with this girl, but let me see how this chemistry is, because I haven't seen her in 6 months.
That's very true. Could have been that. Could have been.
And you guys haven't talked in 6 months, so he probably didn't communicate that with you because you guys aren't really that close anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he maybe could have been like, all right, I think I'm really feeling this girl that I've been seeing for the last month, but it's new.
But let me see how I feel when I see her.
I was planning on breaking up with her. And honestly, I just want to be honest with you. I'm not going to now because I just think that that's a better fit for me. But this is really hard for me. I hope you know how I feel about you. We've had history and this is hard. But, you know, I got to do what's best for me at the end of the day.
Yes, that very well could be it, too. It's funny. You're seeing things like through a he did the right thing. Like he had the, you know, and I'm like, wow, he's an asshole.
It depends on how he said and how he went about it.
Right. Because it very well is possible that he was like maybe wanting to get back to you and figuring this would like seal the deal either way.
Right, because he's only been dating this girl for a month. It's nothing serious.
Right.
So he's like, let me just see.
Let me just, yeah. And then if all those feelings came back and he was like, damn, I need to get back with her, then he would have broken off with the other girl. And maybe by seeing you, maybe he was like, eh.
Yeah, like I'm sure.
Like, yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, we have a history, but I think I'm going to stay with where I'm at.
Because he said, she did say more than an hour into it, then he asked. So he sat there for an hour chatting with her, probably seeing if there's still a connection, and then said it. I'm just going off what I know.
I think your version is probably
what happened.
Now, yeah, because you're right, because they did sit there and talk for an hour.
Right.
And she did say she could pick up on his reluctancy. Like he was.
She said it was a little awkward.
Yeah, yeah. So.
He probably felt that too. And he was like, all right, you know what?
I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Yeah. And like he's like, he was honest. He was like, listen, I was planning on breaking up with her. And now I'm probably not going to.
All right. So.
I don't know. I'm just going off like my single friends. Like I know they keep their options open until it's really, really serious. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I know friends that have gone back to exes a few months later or things like that, you know? Like in the dating world, it's so different than like a serious relationship.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to agree with Liz.
Am I going to get shit for that one?
I really do think that that's probably how it panned out.
Yeah, like it sounds like he doesn't want. He's not like a horrible guy. You wanted him back, like Jerry said. You tried to get him back. He was trying to be nice and like, I know it's hard. Like, it's hard for me too. Like, he sounds like he's trying to follow his heart. And yeah, you can't blame people for that at the end of the day.
Yeah.
He's got to do what feels right.
I would say that if this is the second time you've been rejected by him, I think you need to like.
Now it's done.
Let that boat sail. Yeah. You know, like leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like find somebody who wants you, you know, first choice. Not like, oh, if this doesn't work out, then I'll come back to you.
No, we don't want to be second choice.
You don't want to be second choice to anybody. So maybe I don't think he's such an asshole. Maybe I still feel he could have did things differently. But if he was waiting on to see if that feeling came back by meeting with you and seeing you, then maybe he's not such an asshole. Mm-hmm. You know?
I just think that because they haven't seen each other in 6 months.
He was like, let's see if the butterflies return.
Yeah, and like he's not going to communicate that with you because you guys aren't dating. So he's not going to tell you how he's feeling and what he's doing and how he's going about things. He's just going to do it for himself.
No, you're right.
Which you would do too. Jerry's going to fucking fall
correct
asleep
him
on us
again.
Whenever there's a little pause,
that
it's
little pause is
Jerry's
turning
yawning.
My head yawning. But okay, so yeah, all right. So at first, I was a little vicious. I said, "Yeah, he's an asshole." So maybe I don't think he's such an asshole. I do think that you deserve somebody who wants you as their first choice.
Yeah.
So I think you need to let go.
Yeah,
learn to live without him.
Yeah,
you know,
like forgiving him
months.
In a way too.
Yeah,
will help you feel better.
Yeah, because I mean, think of it. You don't want to be somebody's second choice.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in a relationship like that. So I think, like Liz said, even for your own self, like forgiving him or not viewing him in that asshole light, just be like...
He tried his best, you know.
That's it.
If you started to like a guy for the last 4 weeks, but then he reached out, you'd be like, all right, well, I'll dip my toes a little. I'll test it out and see.
And then if you met up with him...
Right, and then if you guys were at a coffee shop or wherever you went and you were like, you know what, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to move forward with the other person that I've been seeing, but this is really hard for me. We have history.
You know what?
I wish you the best.
Yeah. And I have to commend his honesty.
Exactly.
Like, you know, he did the right thing in that sense.
Yeah.
I just went in there. You know, my big thing that I always say Leah helps me tremendously with is my reaction is always on emotion. So I'm hearing that she got hurt. She left there feeling rejected again. So right away, it's like, yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
But when you sit back and you think about it logically, like Alyssa just walked me through it. Like I'm a little 2-year-old. She held my hand, dissected this with me. She's 100%. Like I agree 100% now with Alyssa about how that is. So I hope that you're able to like you just put yourself in his shoes.
Yeah.
If you were seeing somebody a little like, just like Liz says, you might view it differently, you know? And then just be like, be happy for him and be happy for yourself because you don't want to be a second.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, wow. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. I went all around and back. That's crazy.
That's okay.
It's my emotions. Yeah. I do act on emotions. I've always.
We also have to remember thing. That there's someone else to this story that also has emotions. And also, it is not that I'm saying you're wrong for feeling this way, but it is written in a biased perspective of the person that emails us.
Right. 100%.
And that's our job and our very professional job.
Because we're professional.
We're professionals to give you the unbiased advice on, you know, seeing it from the other perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it at the end. You said, maybe I need humbling or maybe I need validation. I'm not sure.
So I originally validated you, but now I think, you know, whatever.
It's not humbling.
You take what we have to say and maybe like Alyssa just completely changed my mind, you know? So maybe
don't
you
give
could
me all
just
this power.
View it in a little different way now, mm-hmm. like by hearing somebody else say it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
There's always two sides to the story.
And then the
sometimes
truth.
Three. And then the truth.
Right.
No, it's like relationships are just tough because you don't know how the other person's heart is feeling, you know? And sometimes as humans, we all make mistakes or, you know, we may feel like, oh, he did the horribly wrong thing. And it's like, well, if you put yourself in his shoes, he's got emotions too. Jerry's yawned like 5 times in the last like 45 seconds.
I don't know what's the matter with me. I mean, I do. I'm tired.
You're not
obviously.
Sleeping. But anyways, I'm just saying like it's easy to take like a breakup and take who you know from the relationship, say it's like your friend, you know, and be like, yeah, I'm on your side. And not that you have to take sides, but you know what I mean? Like you're seeing their emotions right. versus not realizing that there's someone else on the other end that also had
emotions.
Reasons and emotions
right.
too.
Right.
So and it doesn't mean either one is right or wrong.
Her,
correct.
I didn't view his point. So
right.
I do appreciate that he was honest and, you know, tried at least to come and meet you and see maybe potentially if the.
Yeah.
The butterflies came back in the tummy. But you yourself said it was an awkward conversation.
It was awkward. So do you want that? No.
Right. So.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Leave it in the past then. It's not meant to be in this moment. And you'll find somebody that's a better fit.
Exactly.
He may have been a better fit in the past, but not anymore. And you gotta live with what is now.
Correct, Amundo.
Can't force anything.
You should never want that either.
Right. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Completely different topic. My nudes got leaked, kind of.
Oh.
Hi. When this happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I'm like a chest gurgly because I'm drinking a seltzer.
So you either get me like, who's yawning or her who's chest
gurgling.
Gurgling.
I didn't think it was too crazy, but now that some time has passed, I realize how embarrassing this was. My husband and I have been together for 13 years, so my husband has a pretty thick album of spicy pics from me that he has accumulated over the years. My husband is deployed, and another soldier asked to borrow my husband's phone to make a phone call. My husband gave him the phone, and the other guy walked to the smoking area. Turns out the guy, in fact, did not need my husband's phone because he had his own phone, and another soldier watched him airdropping my nudes to his phone. The other guy walked up to my husband and said, SGT. What does that mean?
I think it's like sergeant.
Oh, that dude over there is looking at very explicit content on your phone. The higher ups took the soldier's phone and had to look through the soldier's phone. And my husband had to go into the office and show them all the nudes were mine. And the best part of it all is that when the soldier also airdropped my husband's dick pic. Imagine getting caught doing that. So many, many men got to see my nudes that day. And now everyone knows what my husband's wife looks like naked. And also seen my husband's ween just chilling in his hand. They offered for my husband to handle it legally. And my husband chose to just ask the guy to delete my pictures so nobody else would have to look at my nipples. Imagine standing there in court with a dick pic printed out in the files folder or pulled up on a PowerPoint. I told my husband to gauge their response when they see my pictures to see if I should start a spicy page or not. My husband didn't think that was very funny.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, you made this so funny. That's why I'm laughing.
Yes. I mean, yeah, you definitely told it in a funny manner, but that's so fucked up.
That's so violating.
That's so violating. And I, wow. Like, I understand not wanting to go court and taking, like, legally take matter, but I sure hope that that officer was reprimanded within what they could do. Because that's fucking bullshit. That's bullshit.
This wasn't even like, advice. This was just actually
That's, like, invading funny. Somebody's fucking privacy. Like, that's horrible.
How do you know they were on there?
I don't know.
Like, why'd he do that?
But that's so violating. I feel so bad for you. How horrible. I mean, that's so terrible.
That is so fucked up. I would feel so violated.
I do want to know how he knew he had them.
Yeah.
I mean, unless that's a normal thing. Maybe that soldier knows that people are married. They're going to be doing that. Maybe, apart. Maybe he did that to a lot of people. Hey, bro, can I use your phone? And was airdropping himself everybody's pictures.
So he airdropped them to other people?
Or at least himself.
Because she said multiple soldiers now had seen.
Oh.
Like she said, now everyone knows what my husband's wife looks like naked.
Unless she was talking about the higher-ups when the husband went to, you know. But wow.
Damn.
That's really fucked up. I'm really sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry for your husband, too, that happened to you. Because think of how he must feel. Like, it's violating to you. But also, he's your husband. So, I'm sure he must want to take care of this man. That's all I can say. Like, that's terribly violating on both of your parts. No, you more so because you're the one in the pictures. But that's horrible. You trust somebody. Can I use your phone? That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. That is fucked up.
Jeez.
This next one is not really advice, so I think we can skip over that one.
The very little one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Am I overthinking? Relationship advice. Hello, ladies. I need advice on whether I am overthinking or not. I've been in a relationship for a year and a half now. And there are times when my boyfriend goes out with his friends without me, which I'm totally okay with. The only problem is that more frequently he's been stopping updating me. In the beginning, I would say for him to text me when you get home and keep me updated so I feel as though it goes without saying. Long story short, he was at a concert last night with his friend. One, he didn't tell me when he was even leaving his house to go into town. Two, he didn't tell me what bar he was at, and I had to ask him after an hour and a half of him being there.
Hmm.
Three, I found out the next morning he was out until 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was never updated after 11 p.m., which was when I received the last video of the concert on Snapchat. No text saying that he was going out after or anything. Mm. I just feel very disrespected. And I understand he can go out and have a good time and do whatever. But I feel as though if you're in a relationship, and even though we don't live together, if you want one day to move forward, you can't not be communicative. Correct. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong for feeling disrespected? I may also be a little more triggered than normal because a few weeks ago he was out at a local bar when I woke up at 8 a.m. the next morning and he hadn't gone home yet. Mm. And again, never received a text about it. I don't know if he would have even brought it up if I hadn't asked. Sorry if this was all over the place and confusing. I do trust him. I just don't appreciate not getting updates because I know if I was out until 4 a.m. or 8 a.m. without him knowing or letting him know anything, well, I hope that he would be upset by that, to be honest. Anyway, thank you so much for all the work that you put into the podcast. It's very much appreciated and loved.
Mm. Okay, love you. Bye.
I would not tolerate, again, different. I'm married and we live together. I would not be okay with my husband going out until 4 or 8 o'clock in the morning without updates. I don't need a step-by-step throughout the night. I'm walking to the bathroom. I'm going back to the bar. I'm getting a second drink. I don't need all of that. But, hey, we're leaving the concert. We're going to go to the local bar. Yes, I would hope to get a text. I think that that is a given in a serious relationship, just to give the courtesy.
Hey, it's giving Jeremy and Laura.
What's Jeremy and Laura?
From Love is Blind.
Oh, how quickly
were you doing out at the bar until 5 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm glad that you trust him. I don't know if I'd be so trusting only because of I have my own insecurities and have a history, but I hell yeah would be, where the heck were you? I would be upset if I wasn't communicated to, if I wasn't told, if I wasn't updated. Again, not every little step of the way. But hey, we're leaving the concert. We're going in town to this bar.
Yeah.
All right, heading home now after the bar. Like, yeah. There. It's just a respect thing, in my opinion. That's yeah. it. It's a simple thing, a simple text.
Yeah, I think the problem is that this is recent. You said he just recently stopped updating. So this is not something that you're hopeful for. That he's just, it's not his thing. This is something that was a
changed.
Thing and then changed, which to me is a problem. So I'm wondering, you didn't really mention here that you have talked to him about it. I would say that's definitely your number one thing of a place to start of, hey, next time why you go out, can you just make sure you're still updating me? And then if he goes back to doing it, then okay. But it definitely needs to be a conversation had. I mean, I don't know if you guys feel comfortable. You're a year and a half in. I think it's nice to have each other's location for a safety thing. It's something Zane and I have always done. And now that we live together and we're about to be married, I just use it to know when he's coming home with the food. I want to know where you're at. Other than that, I always fucking know where he is. But no, I'll check it to be like, oh, is he on his way home or whatever.
Right.
So I think it's a very helpful thing to have. And also I like having it. I like him having it for my safety when I'm out and about, if I go to the city or if I'm going to the gym at night or whatever. Like, I like him to be able to know where I am.
Right.
In like any scenario, because mm-hmm. say I'm not answering my phone or he's worried about me, like he knows how to get to me. And that's very comforting to
yes.
me as a partner.
Right.
So that is something that I would also suggest the both of you do, if you're comfortable with it. I think a year and a half in, I feel like that's definitely plenty long enough. You're in a serious relationship. It should be shared,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. I don't judge if you don't. That's on you. But going off of this specific scenario, I think it would be very helpful for the both of you to have that. If he's reluctant to it, then I would dive deeper on what the issue is and what has changed and why he is hiding things from you.
Okay. I do agree with everything you said. The only thing, because like you mentioned in here, it says it only recently changed. I wouldn't just give him the benefit of the doubt and move on and share locations. And then if it changes, then question it. I would question it first.
Oh, no. Yeah. Conversation because needs to be had.
Why the fuck is there a change?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know when you have a change of the way you do things, there's a reason for the change. Yeah. Why is there a change? Why are you suddenly not updating me where you're going anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like, are you pulling back from this relationship? Are you not interested? Like, be honest with me. Don't waste my time.
Are you pulling back? Are you interested in somebody else? Something else going on? Are you hiding something from me that I need to be worried about? Whether it be activities that you're doing, somebody that you're seeing, people you're hanging out with. It could be a friend that she just doesn't like that he's going to the bar with, like a guy friend. I'm not trying to say that he's
doing more cheating. Harm than like, good.
Yeah,
by
but
pulling back.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest. What's the reason that you're not updating me?
Yeah.
Hey, and bring it up in a way that's just like in a chill situation, not arguing, not fighting. Hey, just curious.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of times you went out, I noticed I'm not getting these updates. Can you, like, why the change?
Yeah.
Because when change happens, that's when my flags go up. My alarm rings. Like, why is there a change? Because if everything's always been status quo, why the change? You're a year and a half into your
relationship. I don't know how old they are, too. Because they did mention Snapchat, so I would presume that you're maybe early 20s if you guys are communicating on Snapchat.
Mm.
I'm curious, like, why is he out until 4, 8 a.m. at all? Because if you're in, like, your mid-late 20s, I mean, I won't speak for all of us, but I feel like that's a little bit absurd. You should have, like a regular routine at that stage in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, obviously go out, but, like, 4, 8 a.m., that's, like, college. You know what I mean? That's, like, college partying.
Mm-hmm. That's, wow. I'm waking up at that time, guys.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm waking up.
But that's also coming from a grandma, so that she could be like, oh, no, we just have fun on the weekends.
Yeah. But I think the whole thing is, to me, that the alarm is ringing, is that the change.
Yeah,
you can't be doing something for a year and a half and now suddenly not be doing it.
Yeah, it needs to be questioned. So
I would question that first, and then based on his reaction to the questioning, his answering, whether you feel comfortable and believe him and so forth,
yeah,
then I would suggest, hey, if you don't, you know, if you just were enjoying yourself, forgot to tell, how about, like, share locations?
Yeah.
This way, at least I know, if I haven't heard from you, I know that you're somewhere safe or, you know, whatever, where also, to contact if need be.
You've been with him for a year and a half. You know what's going on. Like, if you love this guy and you know he wouldn't touch a fly, maybe he's just being, like, maybe he just literally was having fun with his friends. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know him. But if you know deep down that you feel like something fishy's going on, you got to act on your gut instinct and question it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, like, we don't know him, obviously. So if you're like, oh, my God, no, guys, he just randomly got bad at communicating. He would never, you know, like, you know your man.
Right.
After a year and a half.
And if that's how you feel, then share the location.
Right.
Like, if you think it's just bad, like, he's just whatever.
Yeah.
Sucking at communication all of a sudden with no other negative things behind it, then I would just share locations, you know?
Yeah.
This way you could always know when he's bringing home the food, too.
Very important part of all of that. That is what you're going to use it for the most, I would argue.
I agree. And even, like, today, I sent Alyssa a message saying, hey, I'm still here chatting. I'm going to be a few more minutes. But my message never went through because I didn't have service at my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I got onto the main road, I had service and then sent you the message.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe where he was at didn't have service.
Yeah.
But you would still be able to see his location.
And right.
You know, so that would be another thing. So maybe he didn't have service or maybe whatever, but at least you would know where he's at.
I find it hard to believe that you wrote in an email about this and said nothing to him either. So, like, how did that conversation go? Like, there's no way you were like...
So, like, spice? Was it spicy?
I, like, there's no way you weren't like,
hey, honey.
Yeah, like, why were you out until 8 a.m.?
With no communication.
Like, because she said, I never received a text about it, and I don't know if he would have even brought it up if I hadn't asked. So you did ask. What did he say? That's a big part to this story. Like, when you asked where he was and why he didn't communicate, what did he say?
Oh, I need to know now. Can we see? Is she online? Is she online? I need to know now.
Yeah, send us an update. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Share your locations and eat good food.
Yes, mm-hmm. All of that.
Oh, yes to all of that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Have
yes.
a great weekend, and we'll talk to you all on Monday. We'll have a little weekend update.
Okay, love you. Bye.